This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappa. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that voting is the oxygen and base of democracy. Addressing the media after casting his vote for the Delhi Assembly elections at the North Avenue polling booth in Delhi, Dhankar said that voting is fundamental to all the rights and there is no bigger right than this. He highlighted that India is the oldest and the most vibrant democracy in the world where regime changes through voting only. The Vice President also lauded the management of the Election Commission. He urged all the voters to exercise their vote. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today lauded the efforts of polling officials, security forces and others involved in the smooth conduct of Delhi Assembly polls. Talking to media after casting his vote in Delhi's new Moti Bagh area, CEC Kumar said that more than 12,000 to 13,000 rallies were done peacefully in Delhi in the past 1 month due to the hard work of all returning officers and DCPs. Kumar highlighted that the commission has given strict orders to ensure level playing field and fairness. Voting is underway for all 70 assembly seats in Delhi amid tight security. 33.31% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across the assembly constituencies. Out of these, 70 polling stations are being managed by women, while 70 others are being managed by Divyangjans. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1,80,000 polling personnel to ensure smooth conduct of election. Assured minimum facilities have been put in place for the voters, including ramps, wheelchairs, medical teams, and crash services. Prominent leaders whose political fate will be decided today include Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai, BJP's Vijendra Gupta, Pravesh Verma, Ramesh Biduri, and Kailash Gerlot. Congress leaders Sandeep Dixit, Harun Yusuf, and Alka Lamba are also in the political battlefield. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Chief Justice of India Rajiv Sanjeev Khanna, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi were among the first to cast their vote for the Delhi Assembly polls. After casting his vote, former President Ramnath Kovind appealed to every voter to cast their vote. Former Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachoor, after casting his vote, said it's an extraordinarily important event in the life of every citizen. He added that our constitution is one of the few constitutions which gave a right to vote at its very birth to every citizen who attained the voting age. Polling began at 7 a.m. today and will continue till 6 p.m. The highest poll percentage so far was recorded in Northeast Delhi with 39.51%, followed by Shahdara, which recorded 35.81%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had a security review meeting on the second consecutive day on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting, chaired by the Home Minister yesterday, was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, and other senior officers. In the review meeting held last month, the Union Home Minister had directed all security agencies to adopt the zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and work in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh Prayagraj. In a social media post, Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. President of the U.S., Donald Trump, has signed an executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council, prohibiting any future funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. President Trump has also directed the U.S. to review its participation in the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, the body that uses culture and history as a bridge building mechanism between nations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.